This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 31st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Garmin got a jump on new product announcements ahead of next week's AOPA Expo in San Jose. The company announced its flagship GPS Map 696 yesterday. The 696 is a tablet-sized device that incorporates the popular aviation features of the GPS Map 496, but adds airways, electronic charts, and expanded weather. Its screen is also three times the size of the 496. Garmin VP of Marketing Gary Kelly says the 696 is, quote, our most feature-rich, easy-to-use aviation portable, and it's ideal for those wanting to minimize flipping through paper charts while in the cockpit, unquote. The GPS Map 696 includes Garmin flight charts, allowing users to quickly find and view all NACO departure procedures, standard terminal arrival routes, approach charts, and airport diagrams. If the current approach is known, the GPS Map 696 automatically selects the correct chart based on flight plan. U.S. customers will appreciate a built-in XM weather receiver. MSRP for the GPS 696 is $32.95. For users outside the U.S. or who otherwise don't need XM weather, the GPS 695 has that receiver deleted and sells for $26.95. A month ago, slumping sales of piston aircraft led market leader Cirrus Design to lay off about 100 workers. On Tuesday, 105 more pink slips were handed out. WDIO-TV in Duluth reports that 75 of those cuts came at Cirrus's headquarters and main assembly plant. The SR-20 and 22 aircraft families have been top sellers in the category the past 6 years, but sales have fallen about 10% this year, which has led to cutbacks in production at Cirrus. The company recently implemented a 3-day work week, down from 4, and has also slowed development of its SRS light sport aircraft. Work on the Vision SJ-50 single-engine jet continues. The Associated Press reports the latest round of layoffs amounts to about 10% of the company's workforce. Bell Helicopter announced Wednesday it will lay off about 500 workers, about 4% of its workforce, and 20% of management-level staff. Bell says the layoff was triggered by the U.S. Department of Defense's October 16th termination of the ARH-70A helicopter development contract, including the impact of the loss of the planned production contract. In accordance with government regulations, Bell will provide pay and benefits to the affected employees for 60 days following the date of their layoff notice and severance pay in accordance with the standard company policy. Bell says it will provide each employee with post-employment support through the services of an outplacement firm and the Texas Workforce Commission. Following some damaging internal leaks to the press about alleged problems with the Ares 1 rocket, on Wednesday, officials at NASA reiterated their confidence in the design and suggested Ares might even fly sooner than the current target date of 2015. Regarding a recent report in the Orlando Sentinel suggesting the rocket is especially prone to liftoff drift, which could cause collisions with the launch tower, Ares program manager Steve Cook called the phenomenon manageable. Quote, first of all, launch vehicles experience liftoff drift primarily due to winds at the launch pad. In the very heavy wind conditions that we are designed to, 34 knots, Ares 1 can use its built-in thrust vector controls to steer away from the pad tower, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Has the Machinists Union won a battle but lost a war at Boeing? A British union fights a floating airport to replace Heathrow. And the fight to unionize the new Delta is already starting. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you can hear the conclusion of my conversation with Clyde Morris cartoonist Wes Olszewski. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.